This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
We're going to stay exactly where we are. We're not going to get on the road to romance. Why? Simple. Because it's Friday morning. And what happens on Friday morning? Oh, just after 10 a.m.? Well, of course, it's Easy Jazz with Joan Ribman. And I am here live in Studio One. And I'm here until noon. And I've got some great easy jazz for you to listen to, my friends. Frank Sinatra always introduces this show. It's my signature tune, Nice and Easy. Yes, we try to be nice and easy. Now, you could be listening on your radio. Locally, if you are, you'll be on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But if you are not locally listening on your radio, then, of course, you could be listening to our live stream. And to get that, you take your smart device, go to a search engine, open it up, and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And bang, there you go. There are people listening all over the world. Clever, eh? Okay. You know the format. The first track that I play is the last track from the previous week. And there wasn't a great deal of it, just a couple of bars. So let me reintroduce it. Al Martino, he was an American singer. He had great success as a singer in the period 1950s to the mid-1970s. He was described as one of the great Italian-American crooners. In 1952, he had a massive hit with a song called Here in My Heart. That was written by Pat Gennaro, Lou Levinson, and Bill Barelli. And that is the first tune you're going to hear today. Al Martino with Here in My Heart. Yes, first tune of the week, the one from last week, the last one, Al Martino belting away with that tune written by three different people called Here in My Heart. 1952, that was a great hit. I can recall that tune, probably from 1952 too. Right, now let's get on to some New Zealand jazz artists. And a track from the 1995 live recording made at the Pump House in Auckland by the George Chisholm Quintet, with George Chisholm on flugelhorn, Phil Broadhurst on piano, Dave Colvin on alto sax, Alberto Santarelli on bass, and Barry Young on the drums. Would you please listen and enjoy their treatment of a song written in 1937 by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington. The tune, it's a great jazz standard. It's called The Nearness of You. The George Chisholm Quintet.
Just the nearness of you.
Yeah, nice appreciative crowd there at the Pump House in Auckland. And that was a live recording from 1995 with the George Chisholm Quintet. And the tune, of course, beautiful, beautiful jazz standard. You probably heard me singing a bit of it because I forgot to turn the mic off. The Nearness of You. Great stuff. In 1997, Fantasy Records released an album featuring Freddie Cole. Freddie, of course, was the singer, pianist, and composer, and the youngest brother of Nat King Cole. Now, Freddie's album that Fantasy Records released is called To the Ends of the Earth. And the track I've chosen for you to hear this morning is one written by Alex Kramer, Joan Whiting, and Mac David. It's called Candy. Now, we've got Cyrus Chestnut is on the piano, Joe Locus on vibes, Joe Ford, soprano sax, George Mraz is on bass, Steve Berrios is on drums. The singer, of course, is Mr. Freddie Cole. Candy.
Some say that love is as sweet as a rose. Others say it's honey from the bee. But I want you to sit right down and let me tell you what my love is to me. Candy. I call my sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me. My understanding, candy's always handy when I need company. Now I wish that there were four of us, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, and I've got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart, Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day that I take Candy and make her mine, all mine. Thank you. were four of us, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, and I've got a sweet tooth. Candy, it's gonna be just dandy the day that I take Candy and make her mine, all mine.
That's a great track from a very, very good album. Fantasy Records album released in 1997 featuring Freddie Cole, the younger brother of Nat King Cole. The album's called To the Ends of the Earth, and I chose for you to listen to Freddie and the group bringing us Candy. Really nice song, Candy. I must admit I sang along with it. But I had the microphone turned off this time. Wow. Anyway, you are listening to this program of Easy Jazz coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, Blue Note Records recorded an album in 1964, but it wasn't released until 16 years later in 1980. I've said to you before, what happens with, recording companies is they'll get groups to record, and at that particular time, they'll say, well, there's a lot of that around at the moment. We'll put it on the back burner. But for Blue Note to hold an album for 16 years before releasing it is something a little bit extraordinary. Anyway, they called the album Mr. Natural. And Mr. Natural was a tenor sax player called Stanley Turrentine. He had Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Elvin Jones on the drums, and Ray Barretto on the congas. And believe it or not, when it was first recorded in 1964, to listen, and I don't know who chose that they actually did this number, but remember, 1964, who was sort of top of the pops around the world? The Beatles. And this track that Mr. Natural, Stanley Turrentine, and his group are going to perform is one written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And for your listening pleasure, it's called Can't Buy Me Love, Stanley Turrentine. Way to go. That was the tune Can't Buy Me Love, of course, written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney of the Beatles. And it just shows how, even back in 1964, that, you know, good jazz musicians can take a Beatles song and turn it into jazz. Easy jazz, of course. Yep. So Blue Note Records, as I say, recorded it in 1964. Didn't release it for 16 years. And the man on the lead instrument was the tenor sax player Stanley Turrentine, Lee Morgan on trumpet, McCoy Tyner on piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Elvin Jones drums, Ray Barreto was on the congas. Okay, now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to another track and... let me introduce this one. After Hours is a 1961 Roulette Records album by the American jazz singer Cyra Vaughan. This was her very first album where she sang just with a guitarist and a guy on double bass. The track I've picked for you to listen to is where Sarah sings Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye. So she's singing, Mandello is on the guitar, and George DeVivier is on the bass. And here they are, just about to bring us Every Time We Say Goodbye. Sarah Vaughan is the songstress.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. For the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye. Every time we say goodbye, I just die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know, think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye. Every time we say goodbye. Every time we say goodbye. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Yeah, nice that was too, wasn't it? 1961, Sarah Vaughan, backed by Mandello on the guitar, George DeVivier on the bass. It was a Roulette Records album called After Hours, and the tune, of course, was Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I played you a track by a guy called Eddie Jefferson, where he sang using Vocalize. Remember, if a singer vocalizes, he's actually, he or she, is singing the written music for an instrument. Well, today, I've got another track from Eddie Jefferson's 1977 album, which is called The Main Man. And the track I've selected is called Benny's From Heaven. Benny, not Penny. Benny's From Heaven. Now, that was written by Arthur Johnson and Johnny Burke. And you really must listen carefully to the lyrics to get the full picture on what Benny's From Heaven is all about. The backing is supplied by the Ricky Cole Quintet. Okay, so here's Eddie Jefferson, backed by the Ricky Cole Quintet, playing and singing a song called Benny's From Heaven. Listen to the lyrics. Very clever.
A long time ago, a second lieutenant named Spears
returned to the States after staying overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with a darling baby, and a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms and said, "Benny is his name." He says, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling, can't you please explain? So I won't be so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, but still she repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He says, "I've asked the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down." Now about, he said, about a little thing like this, I ordinarily shouldn't bother. He said, "But mama, what little I know about children, I'm sure they gotta have fathers." And as I look at Benny, he said, "I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't from me."
So, did you listen to the lyrics? Good, you did. They understand why Benny's From Heaven is one of those sort of comedic tunes that people do really like. Benny's From Heaven. Singer was Eddie Jefferson, recorded in 1977, a track from his album called The Main Man. You are still listening to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. We're coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay, we're situated in the middle of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. Both Sides Now. Do you remember that tune? Do, 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 do. Remember that one? That was a 1969 song written by the Canadian singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell. In 2019, the American jazz singer Marie Schaeffer recorded it on her Marsh music album called No Broken Hearts. She had Shane Sabala on guitar, Max Krause on bass, and James Yoshizawa on the drums. So sit back and please enjoy Marie Schaeffer with her arrangement of Joni Mitchell's lovely song from both sides now.
Somehow it's life's illusions I recall
don't know life.
What do you think of that, eh? I think that's an excellent arrangement by Maria Schaefer of that original Joni Mitchell song, Both Sides Now. And she does it so well, backed by the musicians that she actually has. Shane Sabala on guitar, Max Krause on bass, and James Yoshizawa on the drums. She's definitely... a lady is Maria. She's definitely a lady on the up. That was recorded in 2019. So that's, what, 7 years ago now. But, yeah, she's certainly becoming very well known. Now, remember, I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 a.m. I play right through. So if you want to know what the news is or what the weather's like, you've got to wait until noon today. Oscar Peterson plays the George Gershwin songbook is a 1959 Verve Records album by someone who was probably the greatest jazz and swing pianist ever, that man called Oscar Peterson. And on that album... he played compositions that were written by George Gershwin. So I've got a track that I'm going to play for you. Oscar's on piano, Barney Kessel's on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on the drums. And I bring you a tune they're going to play, which was written by George Gershwin, initially a song, of course, lyrics by his brother Ira Gershwin. And this song comes from the Gershwin's opera, the 1935 Porgy and Bess, where it's sung by a character called Sportin' Life, who's a drug dealer who expresses his doubt about several statements in the Bible. The song is called It Ain't Necessarily So. You might remember it being sung on recordings from Porgy and Bess. Great number, and here's a great recording by Oscar Peterson from 1959, and the tune is It Ain't Necessarily So. Thank you. Just listening to that old recording, 1959. That was recorded, and it's on a Verve Records album by Oscar Peterson. And the album's called Oscar Peterson Plays the George Gershwin Songbook, with Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen on the drums. They brought us Oscar's arrangement of It Ain't Necessarily So. Now, I'm going to play another Oscar Peterson, just to show you that, you know, this man, obviously, if you ask any sort of real jazz aficionado who they think that the top jazz pianist was, they'll come out with a massive number of people like Art Tatum, you know, people like that. But you've got to admit, Oscar Peterson was one of the greatest jazz pianists ever. Here he is again on piano. This is another recording from 1952, and it was recorded by Clef Records. Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and again Barney Kessel on the guitar. And this is another Gershwin composition. It's not from the 59 Verve Records album of Oscar Peterson Plays George Gershwin. This is a 1952 Clef Records, where we've got Oscar Brown with another Gershwin composition and his arrangement, Oscar's arrangement. The tune is called Somebody Loves Me. It was written by George Gershwin, and the lyrics weren't by his brother Ira. They were by Ballard MacDonald and Buddy De Silva. And the tune was first published in 1924. So here's Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Barney Kessel on guitar from 1952, and they play for us Somebody Loves Me. Thank you. That was the man, Oscar Peterson again, on piano from a 1952 Clef Records recording, Ray Brown on bass, Barney Castle on guitar. The Gershwin composition they played was Somebody Loves Me. Music written by George Gershwin, but lyrics by Ballard MacDonald and Buddy De Silva. Song was written, as I said, in 1924. A long time ago that day. Okay, you might remember, that a song called Smile was based on the instrumental theme used in a soundtrack for Charlie Chaplin's 1936 movie Modern Times. Now, you may not remember the 1936 movie Modern Times, but I'm sure that some of you, if not all of you, have heard Smile. Now, it was a massive hit for Nat King Cole in 1954 when Nat recorded it for Capitol Records, and he was backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. And if you've never heard it, then you can hear it now. Smile, and the singer is Nat King Cole.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear maybe ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you smile. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Oh, Nat King Cole was smooth, to say the least, wasn't it? It's like ice cream or oil running down a hot plate. Yes, that was Nat King Cole's big hit from 1954. He recorded the song for Capitol, backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, so he had that rich orchestral sound behind him. The song, of course, was Smile, based on an instrumental theme from Charlie Chaplin's 1936 movie, Modern Times. Okay, well, try not to confuse people, but this weekend, from today, and then Saturday and Sunday, we've got the Midwinter Art Deco functions going. And on Sunday, at the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club location at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre, there's a band on which are called the Deco Groove Collective. And they're led by the trumpeter James Lowe. There'll be two vocalists there. They're asking members to, you know, wear their glad rags. They're sort of what they consider to be Art Deco style. Furs, white silk scarves, bow ties, beads and all that kind of stuff. Doors open at 5. The program starts at 5:30. And it finishes around 8:15, something like that. Remember that members pay $20 at the door. Visitors are $35. Children are free. So that's this Sunday, the 19th of July, at the it's the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club night at the Havelock North Function Centre, the Magdalenos Room. So if you remember, or you fancy getting dressed up and going out and listening to some great jazz music, then that's your thing. It's $35 if you're not a member, $20 if you are a member. And that is this Sunday. And, of course, there are things going from tonight even. So if you go online and type in Winter Art Deco 2026, you'll find information telling you what's on today, Saturday, and on Sunday. Okay, now, I haven't played this next one for quite a long time, and it's one I'm sure you all know. The song is Cry Me a River. It was written by Arthur Hamilton, first published in 1953, and made ever so famous in the 1955 Liberty Records album by Julie London, with Barney Kessel on guitar and Ray Leatherwood on the bass. So would you like to hear that one? You would? Good. Then here are Julie, Barney and Ray with Cry Me a River.
Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were were through with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
I'm sure most of you, I'm sure you actually remember that, you remember that tune, because it's just a well-known, in fact, it's a famous tune, really, isn't it? I mean, it's been around for so long. And, I mean, that lady, oh, Julie London, that voice, so haunting. And again, made a great recording with just guitar and bass backing her. Absolutely wonderful. Now, here's another one, another great singer, another great song. We've had Cry Me a River. Now we're going to move on now to Fever. Now, Fever was written by Ed Cooley and Otis Blackwell, who didn't use that name on any of the information about the song. He called himself John Davenport. It was originally recorded by an American rhythm and blues singer in 1956, a guy called Little Willie John. But the most well-known, best-known, most heard version of Fever was recorded in 1958 by Peggy Lee. Now, what she did, she took the lyrics that were written by Eddie Cooley and John Davenport, and she changed them slightly. So, in case you've never heard Peggy Lee sing Fever, or you have and you're quite happy to listen to it again, here from 1958 is Peggy Lee with her rewritten lyrics of Fever. Unmistakable start to it, isn't it?
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss, it's fever with thy flaming youth. Fever fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever." With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever! I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Can't beat it, can you really? I mean, first of all, I got Cry Me a River by Julie London, and I followed that up with Fever, as recorded in 1958 by Peggy Lee. And, I mean, those two songs by those two ladies, I mean, they've been massive hits everywhere, and for years and years and years, and they never fade. They never get old, do they? I mean, You've just listened to them. You know, here we are in 2026, and I'm playing stuff recorded in 1955 and 1958. Wow. Anyway, moving on. You know the song Cheek to Cheek, I'm sure, written by Irving Berlin in 1934, specifically for Fred Astaire, who at the time was the star of Irving Berlin's new musical called Top Hat. But have a listen to the song, not by Fred Astaire, but recorded by Frank Sinatra in 1959 on his Capitol Records album called Come Dance With Me. And the backing for this particular track was the Billy May Orchestra. So, Frankie boy, stand up to the mic and sing for us, Cheek to Cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't boot me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. That charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek when we're out together swinging cheek to cheek. Mm-hmm.
with me. I want my arm about you, that charm about you. It will carry me through right up to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek when we're out together dancing, out together dancing, out together dancing cheek to cheek.
There you go. That was Mr. Sinatra, that was. And that came from his 1959 Capitol Records album, which was called Come Dance With Me. And backed by the Billy Bray Orchestra, Frankie Boy sang for us Irving Berlin's Cheek to Cheek. Now, in 1973, the singer Perry Como recorded an album called And I Love You So. And that was released by RCA Victor Records. On the album is a song called And I Love You So. And that song was written by the folk singer and guitarist Don McLean. He released it in 1970 on an album called Tapestry. So 3 years later, of course, we had Perry Como with an album called And I Love You So with a song called And I Love You So. And I guess I better play for you Perry Como singing And I Love You So.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me in the night, oh, set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me, and you love me too. Your thoughts are just for me. You set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but life is dead. That is my belief. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I get me down.
Yeah, that was a nice one, wasn't it? That's No. Perry Como. Now, one thing about Perry Como, he started life as a barber, as a barber's assistant. His father was a barber, and young Perry became an apprentice barber. But he was a singer, and he sang in various places during the evenings and weekends, etc. And his first love was jazz standards. He wasn't really interested in doing anything else. Now, because he was contracted to RCA Victor, and I've said this many times, once you're contracted and you've signed a contract with a record company, if they want you to sing something other than what you like to sing, you sing it or you're gone. And therefore, you're not getting the income that you were. And Perry Como actually stood up to the record companies, in this case RCA, but and he said, if you want me to sing rubbish, then forget it. You could rip up the contract. That particular And I Love You So wasn't really a jazz standard, but it became a jazz standard once Perry Como sang it, as you've just heard, in 1973. And Perry used to say, I don't care if you don't want me anymore. I'll just go back and become a barber. But he did sing some songs that that I'd certainly, I think I've told you this, when I was a young soldier in the UK in a barracks called Inkerman Barracks, which had been built as a prison, and when it was not good enough for prisoners, they gave it to the army. And every time you went into the Naffy Club, on the jukebox was Perry Como singing a particular song called Magic Moments. And I heard that song over and over and over and over again for probably about 4 months and got absolutely, totally fed up with it. But he was a great singer, wasn't he? Okay, so having dealt with that one, I'm going to go to Doris Day now, and a song that she originally recorded in 1963 in a movie called Move Over, Darling. And that starred Doris Day, James Garner, and Polly Bergen. And Doris's recording of Move Over, Darling was released in 1963 as a single. Now, the song was actually written by Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher. And Doris recorded it again in 1964 for CBS Records. And that recording of Doris Day singing Move Over, Darling was a major hit all over the world and is still played today. Not necessarily a true jazz standard, but a very nice song. And I'm going to play it for you right now. Doris Day's 1964 recording for CBS Records of her son's song, Move Over, Darling.
Our lips shouldn't touch.
Move over, darling.
I like it too much.
Move over, darling.
That gleam in your eyes is no big surprise.
Darling,
and though it's not right, I'm too weak to fight it somehow.
I'm surprised, in actual fact, that the censors didn't actually listen to that and made love to me, repeat it over and over and over again, and sort of say, no, that won't do. No, we're going to have to change the lyrics or whatever. But they didn't. And there it was. As you heard, it was on her 1964 recording of Move Over, Darling. And what a great job she did. Doris Day, she was a great singer, wasn't she? She started off, you know, as a dancer. But she broke her leg and she couldn't dance anymore. So she became a big band singer. And, from there, she became not just a great singer, but a great actress as well. Now, this one's a little bit different that I've got for you right now. The song is I Only Have Eyes for You, which was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. It was written in 1934 for a film called Dames. But in 1959, a recording of I Only Have Eyes for You that was made in New York City, it was made by a group called The Flamingos. Now, the Flamingos were an American doo-wop group that formed in Chicago in 1953. And the band became super, super popular in that period, sort of early to late 1950s. So having said that, have a listen to the Flamingos as they bring us their recording, made in 1959, of this jazz standard, I Only Have Eyes for You. But it's doo-wop, doo-wop, ba-doo.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. Thank you.
You know, I like to bring things they add in from the left wing occasionally, and I thought I'd play you that one today. The Flamingos from 1959 with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's I Only Have Eyes For You. Great jazz standard. But the Flamingos had a huge hit with that. They really did. Because, of course, at that time, 1959, there were all different types of genres of music coming out of the woodwork. And doo-wop was just one of them. Now I haven't said anything about this great radio station. Oh my God, I should get the sack in a minute. Radio Hawke's Bay, in our 31st year, originally we were called Radio Kidnappers. That became too difficult where people couldn't remember the correct title. So about 4 years ago, we rebranded, and from Radio Kidnappers, we became Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have an AM and an FM frequency for our local radios. But the big thing for us, I guess, is we have a live stream. And that live stream gets out around the world. And we do have listeners to all of our programs, or certain of our programs, but all our programs can be listened to anywhere in the world. And they are. Now, we are not specifically a music station. Yes, we certainly do have music. We have every genre of music known to mankind, or personkind, if you want to put it that way. But we have programs of great interest. If you go take your smart device, open up the search engine and type in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz, then you can have a look at our website. And everything you need to know is on the website. You can find out what our schedule is, what programs are on, what day, in what week, etc., whether the repeats, etc. What kind of music shows do we have? Well, we've got two jazz shows. Excuse me. One is this one, Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and my mate Ian Hunt. He has Two for Jazz on Tuesdays from 3 to 5. We do need new broadcasters, because some broadcasters may have been broadcasting for a number of years, and they get to the end of what they can possibly do. And therefore, you know, they say, look, I can't do any more. And we have a gap. So if you have, you or your organization have an idea of something you think that our listeners, even worldwide, would want to listen to, I'm going to give you a phone number. And you've got to run now and go and get a pen and a bit of paper, because I've only got about a quarter of an hour left. Go on, quickly. Paper, something to write on. Da, 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 da. What? Good. Okay, here's the number. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Bring that number, talk to the Dream Team, the staff who keep the whole thing running behind the scenes. Say, hey, I've got a great idea. Come in and tell them what your idea is. You could be the next broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Full training will be given. There you go. I got that in. A bit late. I was there, wasn't I? Whoa. Anyway, I'm going to get back to music. From his 1995 Concord Jazz album called Rhyme, Rhythm and Reason, I ask you to enjoy Dennis Rowland, who's going to sing the Etta James song, Don't Misunderstand. And he has Mike Lang on the piano, Chuck Berghover on the bass, and Greg Field is on the drums. Dennis Rowland is the man who took over from Joe Williams as the male singer with the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's Dennis with Don't Misunderstand.
Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers on our way to somewhere else, to some place we forgot. Don't mistake my smile. It just means I'm lonely, love me till this day is past, and then forget we met. We're just passing time. In some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love our cares away. Don't misunderstand. You are no concern of mine. But in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me, some time to hold your hand, then I will understand. Just passing time in some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love our cares away. Misunderstand. You
are no concern of mine. But in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me sometime to hold your hand, then I will understand.
The singer was Dennis Rowland. The song was Etta James, Don't Misunderstand. Pianist was Mike Lang. Bass player was Chuck Berghofer. And Greg Field was on the drums. And that track comes from Dennis Rowland's 1995 Concord Jazz album called Rhyme, Rhythm, and Reason. And that's a song that is not particularly well known, but if you listen to it, I mean, you probably thought, that's quite nice. Yes, it is more than quite nice. And it's my job to introduce you to songs you may not have heard before. Anyway, I said that Dennis Rowland took over from Joe Williams as the male singer in Count Basie's orchestra. Well, the next track I've got is Joe Williams. And the track that Joe's going to sing for us comes from a Clef Record album called Count Basie Swings, Joe Williams Sings, which was released in 1955. It's a great album. And I've selected a track where Joe sings for us a tune called Teach Me Tonight, which was written by Gene DePaul and Sammy Cahn in 1953. So for your listening pleasure, please listen to Joe Williams, backed by the Count Basie Orchestra, sing Teach Me Tonight.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The skies are blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, thousand times across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. The sky is a blackboard. Oh.
thousand times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me to know.
Anyway, that's unmistakably Joe Williams, backed by old Bill Basie's big band. That was Joe singing Teach Me Tonight, which was written by Gene Paul and Sammy Cann in 1953. And the backing, of course, was supplied by Count Basie's big band. Joe Williams, what can I say? He took over as the male singer in Count Basie's big band from a guy called Jimmy Rushing. Jimmy was not very high, but he was very, very corpulent. And people used to say he was Mr. 4x4, 4 foot high and 4 foot wide. And he started life, Jimmy Rushing, as what they called a shouter. A shouter is a singer who sings extremely loud. But Jimmy was with Count Basie's band for absolutely ages and ages. But Joe took over, and you could say that sometimes, yep, a recording by Joe Williams, he was doing a bit of shouting as well, but totally different from Jimmy Rushing. Well, guys, we haven't got a great deal of time left now. So you know I have to go out with music playing. So I'm going to say my goodbye. Oh, no, what I meant to say. I did say to you last week, I think, that the John Redmond Trio, that's me, Steve Miller on piano and David Day on bass, we're probably going to perform at the Havelock North Function Centre at their Round the Piano concert on the 5th of August. That does still hold, but it depends really how much time we've got. Coming across from Napier, Steve doesn't have to bring a keyboard because there's this beautiful concert grand. But, David has to bring his bass and an amp, and I have to bring an amp and mics and everything. It may very well finish up that I do a solo. If there's only 20 minutes, I'll probably just do 20 minutes singing a cappella. But anyway, I just want you... It is winter. The sun is low in the sky. Be careful out there. There are some idiots on the road. Just look after yourself. Hey? Just be careful, for goodness sake. Don't do silly things. And remember to love the ones that you love, because they will love you back so much. Let's have a little bit of a 1955 recording. Chet Baker on trumpet, Gérard Gustin on piano, Jimmy Bond bass, Niels Bertil Dahlander on the drums, and the tune is called There's a Small Hotel, written by Rodgers and Hart in 1936. God bless you all. Only a little bit. See you next week, God willing. Bye. A little bit of Small Hotel with Chet. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.